There's really two uses or purposes for written representations. First of all, it's to get representations that management have fulfilled their responsibilities for preparing accounts, preparing the financial statements in accordance with a framework, providing the auditor with all relevant information and access to records, and recording all the transactions and reflecting them in the financial statements. So you want a representation that they've done that. You also need a representation to support other evidence relevant to the financial statements if it's determined necessary by the auditor. Okay, and this may be relevant where the auditor thinks that other more reliable forms of evidence aren't available to them. For example, plans that might affect the carrying value of assets, or a confirmation of values where there's a significant degree of estimation or judgment involved, or the formal confirmation of the director's judgment on contentious issues, or some aspects of laws and regulations maybe that could affect the financial statements. So again, you know, you'd want a representation on these sorts of matters, if possible, from the management.